In 1956, a groundbreaking performance gave new life to the career of Duke Ellington's orchestra. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
By the mid-1950s, Duke Ellington's band was surviving but not thriving. He'd been a force since 1923, but the swing era had given way to bebop, cool jazz, and rock and roll. Capitol Records had recently dropped him. 1956 was the third year of the Newport Jazz Festival. He was scheduled for a short set at the start and one at the end. It was close to midnight on July 7th when, after playing some old hits and a new suite, Ellington decided to kick back. Diminuendo and crescendo in blue were two blues sections separated by an interval featuring tenor sax Paul Gonzalez. Coming in after a piano break by Ellington, the sax solo wailed on and on for 27 choruses. The audience was on its feet. There was dancing in the aisles, and the crowd became, in the words of record producer George Avakian, an enormous single living organism reacting in waves like huge ripples to the music. Time magazine put Ellington on the cover in August and called his band, once again, the most exciting thing in the business. In October, Columbia released Ellington at Newport, which was to be his best-selling album ever. Ellington himself would later proclaim, "I was born at the Newport Jazz Festival on July 7, 1956.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.